Tomorrow is the deadline to register for the third Monroe County Childhood Conditions Summit. The Monroe County Childhood Conditions Summit, shortened to MC3, aims to improve health and wellness for children and teens in Monroe County. The summit, which is open to community members, is hosted by the Youth Services Bureau of Monroe County and the area nonprofit Building a Thriving Compassionate Community, BTCC. WFHB News Director Wes Martin speaks with Youth Services Bureau Prevention Coordinator Stephanie Solomon about next Thursday's MC3 Summit.
Yes, the past 2 years, Youth Services Bureau of Monroe County, with the support of Building a Thriving Compassionate Community, BTCC, has brought together about 200 community members for the Monroe County Childhood Conditions Summit. We focused in the first year on what surrounds us shapes us, and the second year on child and adolescent health. And this year, we're really excited to focus on the theme of connections and social inclusion. And so we can really be grounded by the understanding that the relationships that youth and families have, not just with each other, but also with institutions like schools, how they really shape the health and well-being of youth in our community. So we decided to organize the event around conditions because we understand that children are shaped by the relationships they have, the neighborhoods they live in, the places that they learn and play, the community organizations that serve them, all of these things that kind of hold our community together are the things that most impact youth. And that's what we think of as, so childhood conditions are the health and safety related to the environment, the way that our school systems work, the parks that we have. It's all the things that surround us and make our day-to-day life what it is.
What are some of the things that end up impacting children, in particularly in Monroe County? And also a follow-up question to that, when we're talking about children and childhood, is that up to 13 or does that go further into teenage years or adolescence?
Yeah, we tend to, when we talk about childhood conditions, we're talking about youth age 0 through really 23, 24. And so we'll have a focus on different parts of development. Yeah, and I think some of the conditions that we focused on in the past have been health and safety in our neighborhoods and our schools. This year, the conditions that we're focusing on are the ones around social inclusion and connectedness. So the simple example being the relationship that a child and a family has with their school deeply impacts the day-to-day life of that child. And so improving our school system is an excellent way to best support childhood conditions in our community.
So what are some of the outcomes that we've seen in the previous two Childhood Conditions Summit? And you had mentioned the focus is a little bit different this time. So what outcomes have you seen in the past? And then also what outcomes are you looking forward to when this event kicks off in December?
In the past, some of the most exciting outcomes have been the really breaking down of silos. We tend to think of folks that are working with youth as being schools and after-school programs and other youth-serving organizations. But when we focus on childhood conditions, that's everyone in the community. That's the parks department, that's the food bank. Childhood conditions are shaped by all of us that live in Bloomington and Monroe County. And so in past summits, it's been wonderful to see folks from different sectors get connected and understanding the different ways that they impact youth and families in the community. And then this year, I think, you know, we're going to build on that and really look at how can we best connect with one another, whether it's organizations connecting with each other, organizations connecting with families, families connecting with teachers. So we'll have a chance to, once again, really work across sector to break silos in ways that can improve the larger community. In any community, we tend to work with the people that are working on the same set of issues as us. So emergency food agencies work together, nonprofits work together. There tend to be silos, and people will stick with one issue or another. And when we talk about breaking silos, we're talking about people from different parts of the sector realizing how their work, even if it's not, you know, running a youth program, directly impacts the health and well-being of youth, and then being able to work together across those sectors so that you're not siloed, all of the folks working on one issue working together but not paying attention to how that issue intersects with all the others.
Ms. Solomon, is there anything else that you think folks should know about the upcoming MC3 or about the conditions of being a child in Monroe County?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a great chance for people who don't often share space to come together and think about what we want our community to look like and how we can be a connected and inclusive community that supports youth and families. The event is on Thursday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Convention Center, and registration is currently open. And the summit is $20, but there are opportunities for scholarships, and it's also free for youth age 25 and under. And we'll have a fiesta lunch and a breakfast, and it should be a day of learning and connecting and having a good time.
Stephanie Solomon, thank you so much for speaking with us. I appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, thank you so much for calling, Wes.